this week's episode of Never Thought I'd Say This. I am your host, Jody Sweeten.
I am your other host, Celia Behar. I like that we've gone back to introducing ourselves. Like, now they'd forget who we are.
I mean, look, you know what? I was reading some of the comments the other day. I know.
On Apple?
That's how deep we are in the fucking quarantine, is that's what I've decided to start
when they're like, this
doing.
Podcast has no format anymore.
Yes, that's the one. That was the one. They were like, I love it, but it doesn't, what happened to the Never Thought I'ds? And I was like, I don't know.
Well, good question.
That was a good question.
What happened to our lives? People.
What happened to everything?
What's the break?
What happened to my eyelashes? All of my eyelashes have finally come off now. By the way, I'm on FaceTime, people. She's not sitting here enough.
Yeah.
But I now look like a naked mole rat because all of my eyelash extensions, I finally pulled like the last four stragglers off last night with some oil. So now I have just absolutely no eyelashes.
They're so short.
They're like they've broken off. It's like when you get, you know, acrylics off of your nails and then you look at your own nails and you're like, well, this is a terrible idea. Yeah.
I have to turn off the notifications of my phone because everyone's going to hear buzzing. So hold on.
Oh.
I started using like a lash serum.
Yeah.
I'm starting
to use that too.
Man, I'm so
Did
glad
it help?
I started. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I started using mine last night. I had twice a day. There's no excuse.
Yeah. And any advertisers out there that would like to give
right,
us some lash serums
out there. Right.
We would be happy to try it.
Oh God, please. Help me have eyelashes.
All right. Well, do you have a never? I have one. I mean, I have a lead up, but you know, because we talked about it the last two episodes. God knows I sent you pictures, but we can come back to it later if you want.
Oh no, I think we should go with this one because mine is a craptastic parenting moment.
Okay,
so we'll
perfect.
Get to that later. Yeah. We'll get to that later.
Listen, it's all coming back down to quarantine and what the things that we have to do. So obviously I outed myself last week as having a boyfriend. So perhaps my never makes more sense to people in the sense of why I went
right.
there. I never thought that I would say I have given myself a full Brazilian wax in my house.
Oh my God. You did a full Brazilian.
Oh my God. I did the whole thing. So listen, people.
Oh, that's so terrifying. Okay, now I just want to go on record,
yep.
and this is on text record also, saying that I, from the beginning, when she said, "Hey, guess what I bought," and sent me pictures of like home waxing stuff, I, from that moment, said I want it to be known that this is a bad idea.
Huh?
And so I just am stating that again that I said. This was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Now you can continue.
Listen, I'm not going to say it was my best idea.
Right. Well, no.
But so several things went down and my children were.
Yeah, they did.
And came off. So my kids were home. That was my first mistake.
I was going to say, oh my God, did the kids? Oh boy.
It was a whole thing, Jody. I know I wrote you and I was like, I have so much to tell you, but I'm going to wait for the podcast to tell you.
Oh, I'm so glad.
It was the entire thing. I want to start by saying my esthetician, Yvonne, who is at Heavenly Waxing on Instagram. I don't pay you enough, Yvonne. I don't pay you enough. I love you. Thank you for being there for me. She actually FaceTimed me to help me melt the wax. And tell me like what the right consistency was, and then was like, you know, text me throughout if you have questions. Well, God damn it, if I didn't text her like 100 times.
But like, Hal, here's the horrifying part. Like, do you text her once the hot wax is on you?
Yes, I did, Jody.
But don't you need to remove that within a fairly quick manner?
You do.
Or she doesn't text you back right away. That could lead to problems.
That led to another phone call, is what that led to.
Okay.
So it was a lot of trial and error, and I never burned myself, which is possible. I'm pretty sure I took off a layer of skin that was not supposed to be removed in different places.
Oh, my God.
It was a lot. Learning how to do it was like, and just, I said to the kids, I'm like, listen, I'm going to go and do something private. No matter what you hear, do not come into my room. And they were like, okay. And so every so often, they would just hear me be like, and then they'd be like, you all right? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. fine, don't come in. And they're like, all right. Oh. It didn't actually hurt as much as it was more of a figuring out how to, which way to rip it,
ugh.
I know, was
and
an issue.
And I couldn't.
It was, you could. You could.
I mean,
because
I
once
could.
It's on.
There's a lot of things I could do. If I was trapped in a cave, could I saw my own arm off? Probably.
Don't cut
but
your
do
legs
I
off.
Do I want to? No, yeah, don't cut your legs off. But, I mean, you know, would I want to? No, I would not want to inflict that kind of pain on myself.
It didn't
especially
hurt.
A full Brazilian. That's bad enough when like
somebody
my girl goes
it.
A little.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Yeah. Well, again, it didn't hurt as much as it was so messy. There was wax still.
Oh, I did see. I did
everywhere.
See the picture when you sent me the thing, and you were like, "Here's the afterward." And I was like, "Did you wax your entire body? Oh my god, how much wax did you use? It was just a pile, a small mountain."
It was,
of used wax.
It was, and what did I say? I was like, you think this was easy? This was not easy.
Right. I was like, well, I don't, but I feel like you for sure took off some skin then because you had
I'm
to
sure.
be waxing over and over the same spot.
Well, because what happens is like, if you don't get the right consistency all across the board and then you...
Is that what you're calling
all across the beaver?
All across the board?
All across the beaver.
All across the beaver. If you don't get the right consistency.
There's the title of the episode. if you don't, then you get remnants like stuck on you. And then how do you get like the smaller amount of blue wax? Like there was a point when my peach
this
was just polka dotted.
This is why someone else needs to do it.
I'm telling you.
You should have left it though.
No.
But reverse polka dots. It should have been the other way. So you just had little polka dots of hair.
Well, I should have, but it was just polka dots of blue on it. And
I mean, you could have done it the inverse, I guess. I don't know. All I'm saying is
next
this should have ended with a polka dotted pussy.
It
is all
was,
I'm saying.
Was... I feel like there's like a hokey pokey song in here somewhere, but with the, I don't, you know, never mind. It was a whole thing. But here's what ended up happening. That was
the wax strip on, you put the wax strip off, you put the wax strip on, and you scream it all around.
That was kind of what it was.
You do the polka dot pussy and you turn it all around. That's what it's all about. Ouch! Yeah, there you go. Okay.
It was so ridiculous. I mean, halfway through, I was like, why am I doing this? And let me also say, this is not something that my boyfriend's like,
did
I really care about this. He didn't care.
I
he was like, why
also,
are you doing this?
Did you hear my voice in your head? Did you hear me going, this was a bad idea?
The whole time. And
okay,
also,
good.
I did send you, although you can't really see anything, I did send you like the top of when I first put the wax on so you could kind of tell it was actually on my vagina without showing you my vagina.
Right. Yes, I did see it. Yeah.
Yeah. But I told my boyfriend that, like I told Dustin that I'd sent you a picture. He just
right?
goes, God, girls are weird.
Yeah. Oh, we're so weird.
I was
like guys don't send each other dick pics.
I was
they
like,
do,
you've 100%.
The things that I've seen in guys text threads to each other are ridiculous.
First of all, yeah, I'm not going to out him for doing stupid crap that I know he's done with his dick pic. So it's just every,
right.
you know, knock it off.
Anyway, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
So it was a whole thing. But here was the best part. I go to Yvonne. It
right.
maybe takes me 20 minutes in and out of that appointment. This took me an hour and 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
First off.
Just an hour and 20 minutes of hell.
Yeah. Thank God for yoga. Hats off to you, Jenny Brill, because I'm telling you.
The positions
you,
that you had to get in? Yeah.
It was a whole
How
thing.
How does one wax their own asshole?
With a.
Anyway.
With a lot of flexibility.
Like a lot of mirrors.
And a lot
and mirrors.
Of mirrors. I've never been happier that I had a gigantic mirror.
See,
as
I
one
feel
of my
like
walls.
That. Alone, I'd be like, oh, I should just never have sex again. Because look at this.
It was a whole thing. And of course, I like am like in my head, I'm just like, people like do this for real all the time. And like, I
not to themselves.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true. They do.
They do. That's why these home kits
well,
are available.
But again,
I am Jewish. I'm telling yes. you, when this is all over, I am going to spend the $60 to go back to her. I don't care.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't want to ever have to do it again.
Yeah.
I probably will have to do it again at some point, but oh my God, it was
yeah.
a lot. Here was the best part. I finally get it all off. The kids at some point bust into the room. I have a towel over me. They just look at the wax and they're like, what did you just
what
do?
What have you done? Right.
I go, I was like, nothing. It's private. Get out. And Lulu just goes, Mom, do you not have homeless vagina anymore? Because that's what I call it. And I go, yeah, I got rid of it. And they both go, well, can we try the wax somewhere? I was like, no.
Oh my God, no.
Get out.
Oh my God, no. Right, yeah.
And then Lulu's like, well, what's all this? The strips that have already hardened? Right. And I go, that's the old wax. She goes,
can I
keep some of it?
Oh my God. Oh.
I said, no.
No.
Like, what are you going to do with it? She's like, I don't know.
Voodoo doll. That's what she's going
to
do.
No, she wants to make a candle. She's like, can I make it a candle? I was like, ew. It was
That's voodoo, I'm telling you.
I just spit coffee back in my...
It's true. You take pubic hair and you burn it and you make... There's a thing.
Who have you done this to? Me?
Don't worry about it. All I'm saying is that I'm pretty sure that it's some sort of a weird spell that she's trying to cast on you, and you should absolutely not have Lulu have any of your homeless vagina wax.
Believe me, she does not have... I don't even understand what's happening in this episode.
That sentence just left my mouth, and all I could think was, my mom is just shaking her head. She's shaking her head right now. I too am shaking my head.
She is.
Because one, we managed to do an episode that has nothing to do with kids and entirely is about your vagina.
So far. It's only 12 minutes in. We'll get to kids. My kids were involved, not in a healthy way, I'm sure. But, you know, screw homeschooling. My kids are going to have amazing careers as estheticians on themselves if they want to later on. I will just end this story with this because...
Or as the head of their own, voodoo...
they'll start an Etsy account.
Perfect.
How to make them. Mm.
Yeah.
So here was the end part of it where I really did hear your voice in my head. They go downstairs. I'm like, I'm going to come downstairs. I'll make dinner in a second. But I'm like, I really did do everything. Like, it worked. All right. I did it.
It looks no doubt.
Not homeless anymore.
Okay.
All good. So then I'm like, I should probably put something on here to like make sure that I'm taking care of the skin. I have aloe, both downstairs and upstairs. I'm like, I'm going to put some aloe on there just to be cautious.
Does it have alcohol in it? Tell me it has alcohol in it.
Not quite. What else can aloe have in it?
Peppermint.
I believe it has...
Eucalyptus oil?
It has aloe and some sort of antiseptic. That's in there.
That's to help cool your sunburn.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
But I didn't notice that at first. So
you don't, because it's like icy hot. It sort of progressively
helps
cool you down.
That's right.
So I
put it on.
Oh my God. You're such a fucking idiot.
And then I'm like standing in front of my sink with the water on, like with cupfuls of water in my hands, like splashing it back onto me. And I don't want to use any paper towel because, you know, paper towel. And I can't use toilet paper because, you know, toilet paper. So finally I was like, I just have to jump in the shower. This hurts so badly. So that was, and my kids were like, they come upstairs, they're like, you're showering? And I go, yeah. They're like, I thought you were making a dinner. I was like, I had an aloe situation emergency.
There was a problem.
And they were like, all right.
Your kids must be like, what the fuck is going on with mom? She is really losing it.
I really did. So there you go.
So did I, but in an entirely different, non-comical way.
Well, do you want to give Craptastic? Because you also woke up to a text message from you the other day of pictures of something that was going down in the bathroom.
Oh,
and Zoe was in the bathtub.
I mean, honestly,
quarantine has officially gotten to both of our houses. Okay, we're all losing it.
Yeah. So,
and we're not complaining. We're very lucky. We know that.
This was so funny. So, you know, as I said before, the kids were on different spring breaks. Mm-hmm, so Zoe was on spring break this past week, which, of course, made it very difficult because B just really didn't want to do anything. And Zoe just thought, that means I don't have to sleep, like, at all. Like, I'm going to stay up all night.
I did see her TikTok video at, like, 2 in the morning.
She's like, fuck. So, what I told him, I said, oh, you can stay up till 2. So I set the time limits on all the electronics, all the stuff, or so I thought. This child was going in and sneaking on B's iPad from that. Okay, I am so confused. Okay. So, hold, please. Let me also insert
my own vagina. I mean, really,
Let me also insert the fact that, of course, both my kids this week manage to drop and shatter the iPad.
No.
Now, the iPads were already broken. They had already cracked or whatever. They had they had cases for them, but then the cases had cracked, and so I kept meaning to get a new case, and I'm an asshole and had forgotten.
Oh, no.
But they had been good with them, well, until, of course, this week. So I got to purchase two new iPads. Yay me.
Yeah, like, now's not the time to not have screens.
And, well, exactly. And they need them for school. They need them for soccer. They need, you know, they use them for, like, if it were just for fun, I kind of would have been like, well, you're stuck with the PS4 and whatever. But that's how B accesses school and Zoom and all of that. So I bought two new iPads. And B's came this weekend. Zoe's hasn't come yet. But during the week, she snuck in to use B's iPad that B's dad had dropped off so that B could do her work.
Oh.
She went in, found that one because it doesn't have a time limit on it, because she knew that I couldn't set the time limit on it. So she went in and found it and got on that iPad. And also, B had come and crawled in my bed for the night. So we went to bed at, like, you know, 11. It was late for B. I told Zoe, I said, okay, you can stay up till 2. Your iPad goes off then, all this stuff. She's only got her school computer, which I figure she's not going to go on that. Well, apparently she could FaceTime on it, so I was wrong there.
Oh, my God.
This child, for some reason, set up a dance party in the bathroom. She brought an... now, mind you, I slept, so I did not hear this, which also was horrifying to me. But she had the doors closed and everything. But she had a whole dance party in her room with her friends in the bathroom. We had balloons that had... like confetti inside of them.
Oh my God.
His birthday.
Yeah.
Proceeded to pop them in the bathroom. So it looked like a studio, the floor of Studio 54 in there, just gold glitter pieces fucking everywhere. And she had brought all of her pillows and blankets into the bathtub. And I'm running around at first.
Oh.
Like, oh my God, she's not in her room. She's not in the nook. She's not in the bathroom. Like, where the fuck is she? Because I went into the bathroom and I just saw blankets. I'm like, oh my God, I can't even deal with this right now. And then I went back in and realized, oh no, she's in the blankets.
Oh my God, in the bathtub. That's what
you
sent me.
Yes, in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And one of her pillows got totally soaking wet because her foot accidentally turned the faucet on.
Right, because it's a bathtub.
Partially because it's a bathtub, right? And I was just like, what is happening? And she stayed up late and she wouldn't get up. I was like, my child is sleeping in the bathtub. I never thought I'd say that. I never thought I would say my child has moved into the bathroom. But my first immediate thought, and I'm sure that there's people out there thinking it too, is that on an episode of Full House,
when
Stephanie was younger, seven or eight, she felt neglected and felt like no one was paying attention to her. And Michelle got everything and DJ got everything. And she was just the middle child and it sucked. So she moved into the bathroom. Yeah. So she moved into the bathroom.
Oh.
And literally I saw this moment and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm living Full House. Except in that episode, it was really cute. And everyone, like, cleaned up and moved out afterwards and ended with a hug. This didn't end that way. This ended with us screaming. And me screaming, get out of the goddamn bathtub. So it was not quite as cute as Full House, although it was really funny. And she kept getting mad because B would go in there to use the bathroom. And so I'd be like, dude, I'm sleeping.
Oh, my God.
And I hear B in there like, you're in the bathroom. Too bad, buddy. And I'm just like, I mean, kind of. Yeah, kind of.
How long did she stay in there?
Oh, it was like 2 p.m. I was like, get out of the bathroom. Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know what's going on. We've reached full, like, just I'm going to be a teenager and sleep all day mode.
Yeah. I want to be a teenager and sleep all day mode.
I know. And the thing is like, there's part of me that's like, go to bed. What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, dude, I remember this. I remember in middle school and high school, once your parents were kind of like, all right, look. Go to bed when you go to bed, but like you need to, this is your responsibility. You need to get some sleep because you're going to be tired and you just stayed up because you wanted to. That's on you.
Yeah. Then,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you're an idiot. And I tell her that. I go, well, she's like, I'm so tired. I'm like, well, you're an idiot. And you stayed up till like 3 a.m. So that's dumb.
Yeah. I mean, and right now it's like trying to like motivate my kids to go to sleep also, I find is like impossible.
I can't even motivate myself to go to sleep.
Me neither. And they're like, well, why? What do we have to do tomorrow?
Exactly. They're like, why? And I'm like, because you have to get up for school. Yeah. But no, we don't. Not really early. And I'm like, I'm getting you up at 8:30.
Wait,
like,
didn't you also send me a message that B was like, I don't have to wear pants to school?
Oh, yeah. She said, yeah, she was like, I don't have to wear pants. I'm only wearing pajamas. It just Oh, wait. I think I wrote a couple things down.
You did. You did. Because you sent me some stuff that I was just like laughing.
I wrote down.
I don't want to wear pants either. Right, but right. I mostly do.
Oh, B did tell me that for her 14th birthday, which was a very specific year, and I'm not sure why, but she wants a parakeet. So I made sure to write that down because it's going to come in handy and, you know. 4 years.
Right. No, sure. A parakeet.
Ew. Yeah. Oh, it was, yes. She said she refused to wear pants because no one could tell. She asked if Mother Gothel was a priest.
Oh.
Because, if she's not, then why do they call her mother when they call, men father if they're a priest?
Wow.
So that was a thing.
That's interesting.
She also invented a circular saw that clamps onto trees to make them easier to cut and was very disappointed when I told her those already exist. and then here was an actual conversation that B and I had.
Okay.
B. Mom, did you know that I heard there's taste buds on boys' balls?
What?
Yeah. I said, oh my God. No, there's not, B. Yes, there is. Me. No, there is not. B. Oh, yeah? Well, how would you know? Or would you? Falls over laughing off of the couch and then says, while holding her stomach laughing, I've got comedy for days. True story. This is the bullshit that I live with. And I was so, like, I was so upset and like, B, that's inappropriate. But also, like, I don't even, oh, my God. It was, yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. This weekend was a lot. This was like the end of the spring break 2 week nonsense where they just figured like, fuck everything. They both have reached the point where they really don't want to do homeschool anymore. Yeah. And when I told them they have 7 more weeks, that did not help things.
Yep.
And then I proceeded to lose it.
Well, like, all right, because you like lost it. Wait, before we go into your losing it, because I feel like we're all losing it. I'm still paused on your thing. I can't see you.
Oh, sorry about that. Sorry.
I think maybe this episode also is more, now that we're talking about it, it's about boundaries and how they've been blurred. I mean, it's not, we're all dysregulated, but it's like, it was so much easier to keep boundaries with our kids when they were had a schedule.
Well, because there was a leverage on the other end of it.
Yeah.
There was, well, you've got to get up and go to school in the morning and like, you've got to go play with your friends and go do all this stuff. Now they're like, fuck you. No, I don't.
Yeah.
And I
what
have,
am I taking I away? I can't take no away. Your, yeah. I can't take away your phone or your iPad because you need it for school.
I can't. Right.
I can't say, well, you're not going to have that play date because they're like, no shit.
No shit. Right.
Like, what am I going to do?
Nothing.
You
I got
can't
nothing.
Eat? Like,
right. I've got nothing.
No.
I have lost.
It's the blurring of boundaries on, I don't have any privacy anymore. I mean, I have waxed myself at home, but obviously would have done it if they weren't
but
with
I,
me
I
all the time.
I haven't slept in my bed alone this whole week, which is fine. And I love the snuggles and the cuddles and I know they need them. But, you know, usually it's like, okay, here's the deal. You're going to bed. I'm going to stay up for a couple hours. I'm going to watch TV. I'm going to do whatever.
Right.
And then we're going to go to bed and we're going to wake up tomorrow and we're going to have a schedule and do a thing. And now there's none of that. And I have like no response to, well, why are we getting up early? Why? And I'm just like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. And like, I just wonder every day at this point, every day that they're with me, because again, I think we're at least with having our week split with our, our exes, they're not with us. Although I don't know, maybe, you know, our exes are having the same stuff going on. Although maybe not quite as open as they are with us. But like, I am at
the
point where
also, my girls do have it a little bit differently in that than when they go to dad's, they're only children, which is frustrating in some regards, but also I think gives them a little bit of space of the together time, which is nice in a way.
Yes, yeah. I think that's true. I'm sure it is.
I do think, thank God. I mean, otherwise, I think somebody'd be dead by now.
Well, I just keep wondering, like, is anyone killing this whole quarantine homeschooling game? Like, is anyone doing it? Like, out there? Seriously, are you? I mean, and I want people to be honest. Are you?
If there's anybody out there, you know what? I will say, I feel like I've seen some of my friends who are teachers who are like having it regimented. But I feel like that's because they kind of have the skills to implement these things at home to their real life kids. But it's also, but even those moms.
Yeah, but they're losing it at the end of the night because they're teaching their own kids.
Right.
You know, I mean,
I don't think anybody is.
I don't know how you possibly can.
If you are, we'd love to hear from you and would love to hear any ideas that you have.
Yeah, I really do want to know. And I feel like the girls and I are getting along like really, really well for the most part. For the most part.
I did not have that happen this week.
But I've had, I've had that too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've been, and they are so, my kids, I feel like, are so lucky in the sense that they have their dad's place to go to.
Right.
They're with me, so they have different senior, and now they're going, now they also see my boyfriend, so we go up to his house, because we've all been, you know, that's the only people that any of us have seen.
Right.
So I think that's nice that they get different places to go, which a lot
they
of people don't.
Right. A lot of people, I do think it would be, you know, I mean, we have at least the luxury of that. And I will fully admit that that is a luxury. I mean,
it is,
you know, it's nice. Cause yeah, this week was just not, and honestly it stemmed. I really had a rough week this week.
Mm-hmm.
The quarantine, I think finally like a month in, 4 weeks in, I got real squirrely, real anxious, real just fucking over it.
Yeah.
Over it. And so I had no patience and no tolerance for anything this week. And the crazy thing was, is it was one of those weeks where you have like these great moments.
Yeah.
Like where we did, you know, Zoe came up with this whole fun idea of doing a dress like a celebrity
dinner.
Yeah,
that was so cute.
And it was
that.
So fun. And she made us pasta and it was the sweetest thing. And I loved it. And it like, it meant the world, right? Mm-hmm. It meant the world. And then a couple nights later, it was late, but I think it was Saturday night. And they were like, Mom, let's play Disney Tower of Terror Clue. I was like, okay, cool. So we played a game at like 11. We brought snacks up. We had so much fun. And so we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on Sunday. And I had finally reached the point where I was like, you little fuckers are helping me clean this house. Like the house had gotten disgusting. And you know me, I am like borderline OCD.
Yeah.
So I had just really kind of given up for a couple of days. I was like, let the dishes pile up, let whatever. We're just going to kind of let it go for like Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday. And Sunday, we're just doing a deep clean.
Right.
But my anxiety means that sometimes I like things to be done in a very specific way.
Yeah, me too. I know.
And I'm a bit of a control freak.
Yep,
and I know this. And I this is the struggle that I play with myself also as a parent between letting some of my control go of like, okay, does it really matter if the room looks how I want it or if it's clean for her or if it's where she wants it or whatever. Like if she wants to put those stuffed animals there, fine. Between that and being like, everything is my way or you're going to go live on the side.
Yeah. Well, Jody, I have a confession to make.
Yes.
I totally had slacked off with Noom.
I had too, and I got back on it this week.
Oh my God, me too.
Oh, yay. Yeah, I got back on it and it was so nice. It was like just back to doing it, back on top of it. Like there was no shame, no guilt, no like, why haven't you been here? What have you? It was just pick right back up and start over again. And I'm so glad I did. I forgot. Like I feel so much better when I just am aware of what I'm putting in my body.
Well, not only that, and like I needed to keep track of how much I was working out because there were weeks that I was working out a lot and then weeks where I wasn't doing anything at all. Like I just become sedentary and it's just not, it's not good. And Noom keeps me focused and it gives me that ability to make healthy choices more easily and understand, you know, what my thought patterns are. And then that just gives me a better sense of self-worth and I have a better mood and I'm
exactly
less stressed out. I have less anxiety.
Exactly. So, and you know, it's so weird. Even with not as much going on, I feel like I don't have as much brain space. So like writing things down in Noom and really being able to see like my patterns from one day to the next was so helpful.
Well, you know that Noom is based in psychology. You know, it teaches you why you do the things that you do and it powers you with the tools or empowers you rather with the tools that you need to break those bad habits and then you can replace them with better ones, which is something that I really like. And I love that no food is good or bad because, you know, let's be clear, I've gotten into eating some, you know, maybe Cheetos. It happens.
It's, oh, yeah.
You know, it happens. But I can portion those out.
Everything in moderation, you know, but get some veggies in there.
Exactly. Plus, you know, it only takes 10 minutes a day. I mean, everyone can find 10 minutes a day to do it, you know. And if you go off track like we did, there's no shaming, like you said. Just get back on there.
So yep. I don't know. I'm so glad that you fell off and came back, and I did too. And I love that we hadn't even told each other that. That kind of
I know.
Me up. Well, listen. This is what our audience needs to know. You don't have to change at all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/say this. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/say this to start your trial today. That's Noom, Noom.com/say this.
This Sunday, everything was fine. Zoe was killing it. Zoe, actually, I will applaud her. I had to ask her once and she was on it on Sunday. And I think she grasped, like, I need to get this shit done.
Yeah.
And then I can do what I want. Because I said, I was like, no electronics, iPad, Fortnite, computers, nothing. Nothing fun today until we do the cleaning. And we did go do a birthday parade. We went at like 1 o'clock, but then we came back and finished. And at some point in there, B was, you know, really just struggling to do things. Right. So I was in there helping her, which Zoe, of course, was resentful at. And I get that, but I, you know, whatever. It's two different critters.
Although I've noticed with Lulu and the age, it's like, stop it. You can do more than
you say.
Right,
The thing is, I also tried to tell her that, but then whatever.
Pick your battles,
man. It wasn't great.
I know.
Pick the battles. So that was the thing. And I was like, fine, I will help you do this, whatever. So Zoe's out there doing stuff. And then B goes, I'm not exactly sure what happened. Somehow they got into it. B pushed. Oh, she had the Swiffer.
Uh-oh.
And was harassing B with the Swiffer. Uh-oh. B was demanding the Swiffer because it was supposed to be her job to Swiffer the floor.
Uh-huh.
And she takes it very seriously. Zoe had the Swiffer and was, whatever, teasing her with it, whatever, over the door or something of the laundry where the washer and dryer are. B pushes the door.
Oh, God.
Because she's behind it. Pushes the door and it hits Zoe right in the face.
Oh, no. And no one can go to the doctor.
And right. So she screams, slams the guest room door on B and is holding the handle. Now, mind you, the guest room has the fucking lights on and it's daytime and there's a window and B is screaming. Right. B is screaming like someone has locked her in the pit and has told her to put the lotion in the basket. Okay. Like she's screaming bloody murder. Right. So I come out and just B's running towards me screaming because now she's made it out. Zoe's holding her face. All I'm thinking is there's going to be blood and there will be blood. And,
if there's not blood,
I'm going to drink somebody's milkshake. No. But so anyway, if you haven't seen the movie, you would get that reference.
Yeah.
So they're screaming and crying. And I proceed to lose my shit. And when I tell you lose my shit, I mean apoplectic, eyeballs bugging out of my head, screaming at the top of my lungs. And I grab Zoe by the shoulder and I'm like, would you just stop fucking with her? And then this wouldn't happen. And B's like, it's not her. And I turn around to her and I'm like, and if you would just do what I ask when I ask it, none of this would happen. And they're trying to argue with me, and I start jumping up and down.
Oh, my God. You had a tantrum.
I had a tantrum.
Yes!
Oh, my God, Celia. I had
I've had tantrums.
Like a goddamn toddler. and literally jump up and down, and I'm screaming, and I'm so mad, and I just... And they're arguing with me, and I'm screaming at them to shut up. And then I stand there, and I burst into tears. I just... burst into tears and I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so frustrated right now. And like, just like I became B.
Uh-huh.
I fully became B. But you know what though? In that moment, I gained a lot of empathy for her.
Yeah.
And for both of them.
Yeah.
And that was why I immediately started to apologize for screaming like that at them. Because I know when I did that, they felt the same way I did. And that's why they reacted. And then I told them not to have the same feelings I was having. And that wasn't fair.
Yeah.
And so it was like this whole moment of we all just fell the fuck apart.
Yeah.
Like we just, and I was so, I mean, all day. And still, I'm like, I felt so awful that I couldn't have been a better example in that moment of how to bring calm to the situation instead of bringing the chaos.
But And but there's no way to, this exactly. is unprecedented. And I get, you can't.
Exactly. I get that. And I forgive myself for that. Like I'm not beating myself up for it anymore, but that's always the thing that I try to be with them mm-hmm. is like, don't like try and bring the calm and not the chaos. Cause that's our chaos is already there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just realized, I was like, it didn't help anything. I scared myself with the way that I, you know what I mean? And I, as parents, we all have those moments. I remember my mother having those moments and saying to me, like, you know, at a later time, like, I scared myself. Like, as a parent, you can lose it to such a degree when you scream. Obviously, I've never hit my kids or anything like that. But like that absolute utter frustration
right.
when you just want to, you're like, I'm going to lose it.
Let's throw back to the first episode of this podcast when I outed the fact that I went there once naked in the middle of the night screaming at them in a bunk bed. You know, I was like, what?
Yeah.
And I
And it sucks. And it sucks because you feel like, oh, I just made this work, you know. And anyway, so we all fell apart. We all screamed. We all cried. Poor B hugged me. She was like, it's going to be okay, Mom. I was like, I know. You're not, this isn't your job. And Zoe, though, was just like, she was just over me. And I get it. And I get it.
The
and
look of Jody of, just gave me was so Zoe. It was like, pressing the lips together, like eye-rolly middle schooler look.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So I posted on my personal Facebook, I reposted one of Darren Knight, the comedian's videos, Southern Mama.
I have not
looked
at it yet.
Oh my God, look him up. Well, Darren Knight, Southern Mama. And he's like, oh, girl, don't you cut your eyes at me. Which is like when you did. I mean, that was, we were there and I was full on screaming like Southern Mama. Just like, what the hell is that? Y'all got lost your goddamn mind. Like I just became a crazy person. So that I felt really bad about because, you know, I hate being that mom. And I told them, I said, I fucking hate screaming like this. Yeah. I don't like this. I don't like this homeschool. Too. I don't. You know, and trying to make them understand, like, I fucking hate this too.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and I just need you guys help. But you know what, though? They did. And they, you know, they both admitted later. They were like, we get it, Mom. Like, we were driving you crazy. And I was like, yeah. I said, and I also was just uptight and had no patience. None. And the combination of those two things, B was like, it's a bad combination. I was like, yeah, it's a terrible conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I had a
combination.
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 Yeah. No, it was a good conversation. Listen, I think, again, like when parents can take responsibility for the things that they do wrong, we do wrong, I do wrong, that's what saves us in the eyes of our kids. It's when a parent is like, I am all knowing and, you know, and in charge of everything and nothing I do is wrong. And if I did do something wrong in the end, it's your fault anyway. You know, like,
and that was the thing. It's like in that moment, as I'm screaming at them and losing my mind, I just stopped and I said, I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't mean, this is not, I don't mean this. This is my behavior right now is has to do with 500 other things. And one of them happens to be you guys arguing right now. You know what I mean? Like that. And this is not all you, but you tipped it off. But this is my frustration right now.
Yeah.
And I told him that. I was like, I'm frustrated. I'm tired too. Like, I'm sorry that this, I fucking lost it, you know, because I think it's like.
But we do.
As much as I hate that. Exactly. And that's the thing is like, they saw their mom being a human.
Yeah.
Fuck. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, I've thrown things across the room since we've been in quarantine.
That was the thing. I wanted to.
Oh, I've done it.
And I was like, don't do it.
No, I've done it. I mean,
but it was one of them that I wanted to throw. It was larger than a remote. It was one of them.
Yes, exactly.
I wanted to throw them through the room.
Yeah. But again, I mean, listen, I think it's like, this is unprecedented parenting for us. I was talking to the kids yesterday as we were driving. We had left, we actually had been at Dustin's for a night or two, and we are coming back, and we were driving, and there was, you know, just watching people walk around without masks and, you know, that kind of stuff, which is making the kids just so upset, and because they know I get so upset too, and it just becomes how is this going to end if we're not all doing it?
I had a really interesting experience, and I almost wrote about it, and then I just was like, I'm just really over social media and people.
Oh yeah, me too.
Now. And I'm trying not to be, I'm trying to like find the good. And I realize it's because I'm focusing on some of the negative.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also because there's just a lot of fucking stupid people.
Yeah, there are.
But anyway, that being said, It was the weirdest experience on Saturday. So Celia and I's friend's daughter, Lily, was having she had a Zoom birthday party, and B had made her this really cute little 3D pop-up birthday cake card that was like a three-tiered cake that she made.
That's what you dropped off the other night?
Yes. And B, of course, after Denise and Patrick and Lily had dropped off the little goodie bags at the house. Right. Of course, 15 minutes later, B realized she had forgotten to give Lily the card. Everything was ending. This was terrible. Right. Oh my God, what's going to happen? Right. So we drove over there to do that. In that 20 minutes that we spent out of the house, we saw our neighborhood and everything in it completely locked down. Mm-hmm. Like, total great social distancing. Drove a little further, lines for the grocery store, people wearing masks, people in gloves. Went to the door, dropped off the card, observed the social distancing, did the whole thing. Driving back, see a completely geared up, PPE geared up ambulance, wheeling a stretcher out of a house with everybody with masks and PPE covered on them and a air thing and the whole thing going into the ambulance. And then I get home and I see on my TV people protesting staying safe.
I can't.
And it just all like, and then on the way back too, I would see a couple out, one of them wearing a mask, one of them not. And it just all in like 20 minutes, I got home and I saw the news and I just went, I don't even know. I don't know. I don't know. Fuck. This all feels so confusing. This all feels like I just saw somebody being wheeled into an ambulance, and I also just saw people not giving a fuck, and this is so fucking crazy, and I just don't know what to think anymore.
I mean, I'm slowly becoming an agoraphobic, I think, which ironically runs in my family, so that's good. You know, I was talking to the kids about it yesterday when we were seeing people not observing, you know, social distancing, and I keep slipping because I also want to be the calm in the storm, but I also know, obviously, especially Harper's older, she can see the news, reads the news.
Right.
And it makes me, I slip because we're together again, like it's a boundary all thing.
Right.
Like I had boundaries with them before that seem to be gone that I really have to watch, but I also need them to understand why I'm so anal. Like why when, you know, Lulu just takes out recycling because I'm still trying to keep them doing their chores. When she comes back and before she washes her hand, she like, you know, touches her cheek and I freak out on her. And then I'm like, you know, rubbing soap on her face. Right. You know, I want them to understand how serious it is.
Right.
But then I just get to a place where like I see people and before I even realize what I'm saying, I'm like, this is never going to end because people aren't. And then they're like, they're kids. So then they're like, wait, is it really never going to end? And I'm like, I don't know.
I said something the other night. I was talking on FaceTime to Keo, I was FaceTiming him and I said something about, I was like, and I think it was about people, you know, protesting and not observing the social distancing. Really. Mm-hmm. I think I said something and I was like, we're all going to die. And it came out of my mouth and I completely forgot. I'm standing in the kitchen and the kids are in the family room playing PlayStation and B heard it. And she turned and just started crying. She said, what? What do you mean? And I was like, oh my God. No. Oh, fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I have a dark sense of humor and I say stuff like that is for my coping.
Yeah.
But I forget that saying that when that's a very real fear, particularly for the kids, like I just was like, oh my God. And, you know, so many things I think we are beating ourselves up for saying or doing or posting or what, you know. People complaining like, I wish I could get my haircut. Not the ones that are protesting out there without the masks, with signs like that. Because fuck that. That's just fucking stupid.
Right.
And I don't care if you said it and or if you did it and you don't I'm sorry. I cannot abide by like I get we don't want to just give up all of our rights. But it's also, you know, nobody has the right to infect other people.
Right. Anyway, the good of the many outweighs the good of the one. I'm going to freaking quote Star Trek every damn day if I have to.
Jody, I don't know. I have to say, Little Passports, I think I mentioned them before, has become one of my saviors at this time in my life.
Really?
Yeah. You know, my kids are curious and they want to do a lot of things and they get really bored and I need something that's going to keep them at, you know, their attention and get them engaged and stuff. And that is totally Little Passports at this point. It's, they're so great. It's a subscription box that's full of toys and games for children of all ages that educates and entertains them and get
this. Oh, how fun.
Yeah. And it's delivered right to your door every month. And each package contains exciting hands-on learning for kids 3 and up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I know my kids love getting packages in the mail. So that's fun every month.
Oh, exactly. And they have, you know, this science expedition pack and like you, those have like experiments that you can try. They can make their own slime. Ooh. Outside. They make it outside. Yes. Just so we're clear. Also, that Little Passport subscription box is award-winning and it has the parent-tested, parent-approved seal. And it's $12.95 per month.
Mm-hmm. That's it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Tons to explore right from your home. It's amazing. And I feel like everybody can use a little extra help keeping their kids engaged these days.
Oh, absolutely.
So just for our listeners, Little Passports is offering 15% off of the price of any subscription. That means that your child could be flying rockets or looking through a microscope in no time. Use offer code SAYTHIS at checkout for 15% off of your order. That's SAYTHIS at littlepassports.com.
I definitely see people now almost feeling bad for complaining about missing the little luxuries. And it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, it's okay to, like the kids the other day were like, oh, we really want to go to frozen yogurt. And I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely not.
Yeah.
Like, we are not going to a place to, we're not going to Menchie's where you touch things that other people have touched in communal, but no, that's definitely not going to happen. And it was like, I was bummed.
Yeah.
I was like, I miss frozen yogurt. Yeah. I miss getting my nails done. Yep. I miss a massage. I miss
the waxing that someone else does.
And you know what? All the little first world things.
Yes.
We're allowed to miss and you're allowed to say it and it's okay. It doesn't mean that you are frivolous or that you think that the severity of this is not that bad or any, you know, it's, we all miss the normalcy of our lives. But I do have to be careful of the boundaries. It's, you know, it's real hard around here to just kind of be like, you know what? Sure. Let's all just lay in bed and give up and whatever. And, you know, even the kids the other day, like I had a couple days where I was struggling and I just was, it was real hard for me to do much. I mean, I, you know, made sure they were eating and helped them with homework and did all that.
Right.
But then a lot of the time I was just kind of lounging in bed and plus they're on the TV taking up the space.
Right.
And so, you know, they said something to me. They were like, well, it's not like, I mean, what are you doing? Like, you're not working in school and you're not. And I was like,
I'm keeping you alive.
Don't get it. Right. I was like, don't get it twisted. Just because we're in quarantine and spending a lot of time with each other does not give you the permission to talk back.
Yeah.
Like, that's rude.
But again, it's boundaries. Like, again, like,
that's
it's
what
so,
I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's like,
so
it's
hard.
So, because we're just like all surviving. Survival mode is, it blurs the boundaries up and the rules and the, because all of a sudden there is no more. There isn't a reason why. Like, it just, it all does feel arbitrary. Like,
I know.
Why are we doing school? You know what? Fuck. Because we're just trying to make this seem normal. I don't
know.
Because it,
because hopefully someday
useless.
We will come out of this because we will
right.
at some point, I have
right.
faith in doctors and medicine and science that
absolutely.
They will find a way to combat this.
Right.
But, you know, I think like the girls were asking me yesterday, you know, why can't they combat it so far. And I
right.
said, you know, the reason is it's very tricky in the sense that this is something that we don't know enough about and that it keeps changing and we never know who it's attacking or why it's attacking them.
I don't know. I want to say there's a lot of people on my Facebook feed that really seem to be knowing
I know.
A lot about this. So fucking many.
Were you on the raw food? You know, were you on that? The plant-based diet? Did you see that post
No,
happen?
No. I was more talking about the inhaling the hairdryer.
Oh, I haven't heard
that
one.
Have you heard of that one? Yeah, yeah. Apparently, if you inhale the hot air from your hairdryer in alternating 15-minute periods, that will really help.
Well, someone in Mama's posted.
Side note, that will not help. No, we're it's not. Bullshit.
Right.
We're not don't promoting do it. That. Please, God, don't yeah, take stop that, that seriously.
Well, somebody said that eating a plant-based diet in Mama's was more important than washing your hands. That if you ate a plant-based diet, you don't have to wash your hands. So obviously that didn't go over very well in that support group. And then that mama decided to write me privately, tell me off for not running a very supportive group anymore. And then, you know, gave me her swan song and told me to suck it and left Mama's. And I was like, you know what? You could 100% go. I said, I hope you keep washing your hands. Bye-bye.
Yeah, have,
bye now.
Take,
bye.
Take your lettuce bye. And leave.
Yeah,
let's like, make like lettuce and leaf.
Yeah,
if you're listen, not with your plant-based diet.
It's the whole thing is so
again,
crazy.
Plant-based diet's great.
Yeah, great.
Great, totally awesome.
Awesome.
It's not going to prevent a virus from not washing
you
your
still
hands.
Have to wash your hands. It's whatever. Listen, there's been
wash
so much.
Wash your hands with a piece of fucking kale for all I care. I don't care. Just use soap and do it for two happy birthdays. That's all. I don't care.
Or
slap your face with some kale afterwards. Great.
All to you Trekkies piece, out there. Steak. If you repeat the opening to Star Trek, also, you don't have to sing two happy birthdays. You can just do Space, the Final Frontier. Just so you know, it's true. Don't look at me like that. It's a true thing. I know, I'm such a dork. I've been watching so much Star Trek. It's, God. Well, listen, two things.
Wait, hold on.
What?
Hold on.
What?
Wait. Sorry, Mescal was FaceTiming me, so I have to tell him.
That's okay. We're recording like, a podcast that you don't listen to. two things I want to say before. First of all, I just want to say.
I love you too.
I love you. I want to read a couple of emails because I feel like we should because we have gotten some really good emails and I know we're coming close to we've actually did manage to talk for almost an hour.
Look at us go.
I know. But before we do, I need to because it broke my heart last night and I feel like for the most part, at least emotionally, I hold it together a lot. And I think partly that's because I'm a mental health counselor. So I actually haven't cried as much as I think I probably should. But last night when I heard
I haven't either, but that's just because I'm
dead inside. Well, yeah, basically. You and me both, but you know what I mean? Last night, the news about a little 5-year-old girl named Skylar Herbert broke my heart. And I just wanted to take a moment, not that her parents will hear this, but if anybody who knows the Herberts hear this, please, tell them that we love them and we are sending our love. Skylar was the first child to die from COVID-19 on Sunday in Detroit. No complication, no underlying conditions, nothing. Both of her parents are first responders. And they don't know how she got it. She had been at home for weeks. She had strep, but that shouldn't have done it. They don't know if she had it, got it with the strep or after the strep or what happened and, you know, whatever it was. This little girl is looking at a picture.
Gnarly too.
Exactly. Yeah. She's beautiful. She had a headache and then it turned into meningitis and she ended up passing away. And so for all of you people who think this is fake or that it can't touch your children and you're out there protesting, I would like you to please take a moment and think about people who have lost their children. That's terrifying to me and it breaks my heart. And again, like, you know, the good of the many outweighs the good of the one. So, you know, my heart broke last night. I cried for a good hour, cause I can handle it when it's, you know, not a kid better. And even when it's not a kid, I have a hard time, but I think about that child and I think about those parents and it just, that to me, if that's not enough to make you stay safe at home, I really don't know what will be. So I hope everyone can, send that family their love because it really, I mean, especially they're doing work for us and they just lost their child. So, that really made me very sad and also made me realize that as much as my children are making me insane at sometimes.
Right.
I appreciate them and I love them and I feel very lucky.
I will say, we fought and we screamed and it was my bullshit this week, but we had some really fun nights.
We all are going to really have our times. Bullshit and it's okay. Yeah. Like it's okay. I know that we say this every episode, but I'm just going to say it again. It's okay. We are all failing and succeeding at the exact same time. And I really, really think that that's all right. So I'm going to read just a few things that we've gotten over the past couple weeks. just because I think it might make you and I feel better. And hopefully anyone else that's listening, just so we know. Well, Grace wrote us to say, "Dear Jody and Celia, you asked the question, are we funny and do you like it when we go off the rails? And I think y'all are..." I think y'all are hilarious.
One person wrote back and said yes.
Yes, and you crack me up. And I love when y'all go off the rails because it's just pure goofiness. Well, thank you, Grace, because that's not going to change because we're kind of morons. Now I have, this one's maybe a little bit too long, but I have to come back to it at some point because I did laugh my tushy off.
Okay. Wait, did you just say tushy?
Yeah, I keep saying tushy these days. I don't know why. Okay. That's a lie. I know why. Do you want to know why? Does anyone want to know what happens in my house over quarantine? There's a swear jar that exists in my house now.
Oh, I'm thinking about getting one because my kids will not stop. I'm like, you guys.
They made one for me, Jody.
Want to because then they can just be like, well, you do it.
No.
I'm trying to be better. And I know my mom's sitting there going, I told you. Oh. Right now. Right as we speak.
Well, I will say this, that Dustin actually said to me that he's like, you're a great mom. You really curse too much in front of your kids.
I've heard the same thing. I have heard that. Yeah, I know.
So the kids were 100% on board with him, which little traitors. And they were the ones that said, you know what, we should have a swear jar. And then were shocked when one of them swore and they had to contribute into the swear jar.
Oh,
they did not realize that was actually going to affect them as well. So, you know,
right. Yeah, this is not a one-sided swear jar.
Yeah. So I have been using Tushy more. This one is from... Oh, all they say is, Mark. Oh, guys. A guy. Hi, ladies. While I don't have kids, I do enjoy listening to your show. I just got done listening to the Pandemic Special Part 1 and 2, and that was some funny shit. Mark, you have to be in the swear jar. I've enjoyed all the episodes so far, but the last two really had me laughing, so thank you for that. By the way, I work in the healthcare industry, so I'm out working 7 days a week, so there's no need to worry about me sticking something up my butt. Ha-ha. But anyway, thanks again for the always entertaining shows, and I hope to keep hearing you two for a long while. Thanks for the laughs, Mark.
Great.
Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
And thanks for doing what you're doing.
Thank
and for
you.
Not
yeah.
sticking
we appreciate
stuff
you.
Up your butt.
We appreciate you keeping things out of your butt during this time.
I mean, it's a lot.
But that's that means a lot. It's always nice to hear. It's always nice to hear from guys that and people that aren't parents that actually think we're funny because, you know, a lot of our stuff is sort of kid centered. But I also feel like if you've ever been a kid or been around a kid, it's also stuff you relate to. So.
It's true. And since I have a theme, I'm gonna do one more to give this person a shout out, and then next episode, I will actually read some of your craptastic. And fails from and airing of grievances from the pandemic because they are kind of hilarious.
Maybe next episode is a like listener write-in special. Or
yeah, let's do that. Anyone who's got more stories they'd like to share, and Jody and I will split them down the middle. I'll send some to Jody and we'll just read out some of your letters. We'll
some
tell our
great...
own stories, but yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
That would be fun, I think. Because some of them are, you guys
yeah.
have had
write us
some
your
really
like most
good ones.
Ridiculous never thought I'd. And
it's,
we will
we'll
read
totally
them.
Read them. All right. So this one comes from, I think, Rami. I hope I'm saying that right. It's Ramey. It's titled Fan Mail. And then she said, well, that was a disappointing subject line. Hi, Jody and Celia. Wow, I love your podcast. It's a little embarrassing how much I look forward to it each week. I'm so glad that you two are back for season 2. I'm not a parent yet, but I am a fifth grade teacher. I know that teaching has...
exactly.
Yep. I know that teaching has nothing on motherhood, but you guys give me so much hope that I'm not totally ruining my students. You remind me that kids are idiots and we love them for it.
Yes,
they are. Your little girls sound exactly like the kind of spunky, unpredictable, clever kids I would like to have in my class. You say that now. Jody, I started listening because I'm a big fan of both Full and Fuller Houses. I recently finished your book. I know it's 10 years old and a lot has happened in your life since, but it was so incredibly inspiring. I also loved reading your letter to Zoe, knowing that great girl she's turned out to be. Celia, I never tire of hearing you talk about Judaism, cannabis, and your wacko family. Well, that's good because that's about all I got.
Those are the three pillars that
really
actually
all I have.
Hold you up.
Yep. Yeah. I just watched Frozen 2 for the first time and thought of you. Thanks for sharing about Julie and the impact she's had on your life and the lives of your daughters. Sisters are the best. Yes, they are. Just want to thank you both for killing the parenting game, making me laugh, and modeling freedom and confidence for your daughters and for your listeners. Love you both. Be blessed. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Remy. That's that was great. You guys, we love you. We've talked actually for about an hour today. I'm pretty impressed with that.
I'm very impressed with
usually
that.
Usually we're like,
And yeah, next, I mean, you know, we're flying by the seat of our pants, by the seat of our somethings. I don't know. We're not wearing pants. So by the seat of our whatevers.
I'm not wearing pants.
Doing this pandemic stuff from home because, you know, we got to figure out maybe if we can do guests. I don't know.
I don't know. We probably could. At this point, I think we can actually get more. We could actually have guests call in or do some. I mean, we're all bored.
We may figure that out. We're figuring it out, people. But we just want to say thank you again for listening. We love our Never Nation. You guys are really helping support us through this thing, too. So just so you know that your guys' love and support is really helping us cope with this as well, and is a lot of fun.
It is. So, it really is a lot of fun. You want to tell them where they can find us, or would you like me to? Social media wise.
What?
Well, they can't find us in our closets.
Sorry, I just
for God's sake.
I got distracted. No, hold on. I got distracted because it said on my screen, Mescal took a FaceTime photo.
No, it's me.
But why does it say Mescal took a FaceTime
photo? Well, I don't know. I don't know how he's...
Is Mescal on this FaceTime with us?
Maybe. If he is, he's probably miserable about it.
If he is, he's trapped. And he's probably like, fucking help me.
I really hope he is.
Because he FaceTimed me and I thought I hit decline, but then I don't know.
Maybe you merged
Something weird's
us?
Happening. Oh. Or I don't know.
That's a bummer
for him. And he can't... I don't know.
And he's stuck.
Anyway, if you want to... I just... That happened and I was trying to puzzle it out in my head and then I just stopped listening
work.
To you. No. So if you want to hit us up on social media and share some of your never thought ides, your pandemic moments, whatever you want to share with us, please send us some fan mail or messages at Instagram and Facebook. It is at Never Thought I'd Say This. And if you would like to send us an email, I was going to say shoot and then send, and it came out as shoot. Sound like my dentures were falling out. if you'd like to send us an email, you can send it at neverthoughtid@protonmail.com.
That is correct.
That is it. Yes. So remember, you guys, keep killing the parenting game.
And not your kids.
Never Thought I'd Say This is a co-production by Audioboom and Main Event Media.